Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Haley Ortiz, and this podcast is for a special project of mine that my school is doing. I'm a seventh grade student, and we are doing a project called the 20 Time Project. If you don't know what that is, a basic overview is the 20 Time Project is a project where students can pick something they're passionate about and make a project on it. In the case of my class, we had to pick a world issue and make a project on that. I chose to do homelessness and poverty for a couple of important reasons. I think that it's very important for people to learn about this issue because it's something that is widespread and is happening all over the place. People are living on the streets or in places that aren't the best, and it is up to citizens like us to help stop it. Thank you, and enjoy listening. As I mentioned before, this episode will be about homelessness and poverty and the effects it has on people and lives in general. First, I will read out some statistics, then we will go more in depth into this issue. Firstly, the statistics. On an average night in 2018, around 55,300 people in the United States were homeless. 65% were staying in shelters and homes, but the other 35% were in places like the streets, abandoned buildings, and other uninhabitable places. 36,000 unaccompanied youths, which counted as people under 25, experienced homelessness, and 33% of the homeless population were families with children. When families with children are homeless, they are either living on the streets or in their cars or things like that. Many times, parents will give up their food or resources for their children to survive on the cold or warm streets of the USA. Homelessness is caused by many things. One of the first causes is the lack of housing. Over the past years, housing in the United States has gotten continuously more and more expensive, which means it is difficult to pay rent for a minimum wage citizen. Many and more people are starting to live on the minimum wage, and with house pricing rising, there's only so much people can do before they become homeless. According to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, many states like Colorado, Wyoming, California, and Oregon require a $20 hourly wage to afford a two-bedroom rental home, which is far above the minimum wage, which is somewhere around $7.50 an hour. Another issue is lack of affordable health care, which ties into another issue, mental illness. Many families and individuals already struggling with monetary issues tend to spiral downhill when a family member or person needs health care with a physical or mental illness. Many homeless people or people living in poverty can't afford to pay for health care. Health care is generally very expensive in the USA, and losing money can send a person into lots and lots of debt. The National Alliance on Mental Illness says almost 46% of homeless adults suffer with mental illness. Depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, etc., or substance abuse. Drug and alcohol abuse is also a causing of homelessness, although it's a more complex and controversial issue. As was mentioned earlier, homelessness and poverty are very connected. The connection is bigger than just a cause. Poverty is one of the biggest causes of homelessness, along with unemployment and lack of housing. Almost 40 million people in the USA live in poverty, and 13 million of those are children. People living in poverty are usually paid minimum wage at their jobs, if they have jobs, and that is not enough to afford a two-bedroom rental house, as was stated earlier. Many people that live in poverty are homeless or between homes, and living in places like shelters and their cars, and sometimes even outside on the streets and in abandoned places. Many children in America have to skip meals like lunch or breakfast, or sometimes both, and eat less to save money and make ends meet. Low-income families, or those living in poverty, are usually more prone to health problems, which, as also was mentioned earlier, can assist in the monetary issues homeless people face. When living in poverty, difficult choices must be made, and one setback can send a family or individual onto the street. After the short break, we will be tuning in with a special guest. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. Today with us, we have a special guest, Ms. Kachina Ortiz, who is also my mother.
Hello.
So to start off with, I want to know, what do you know about homelessness in the USA?
I don't know very many specifics other than it is a growing epidemic within our country, and I think it needs to be addressed in order to help all the people who are in this situation.
Do you feel like the government or other high officials could help solve this epidemic?
Yes, I do. I strongly feel like the government is the first step to solving this epidemic. I feel they need to really look at the root of what's happening here and try to put in some laws and legislations that can help support all people involved.
How do you feel like you and the community could help solve this?
I think by educating myself better and understanding how it affects my local community, and then also contributing as much as I can, whether it's volunteering or spreading the word or just being as supportive as I can.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, after all that, you might be wondering, how can an average citizen like me help? How are ways that I can help reduce the homeless epidemic in the USA? Well, here are some things that you can do. You can CARE, which stands for C, contribute to food drives, give money to shelters, and other things like that. A, advocate. R, reach out, which means volunteering. And E, educate others about homelessness. Here are a list of needed items and services that normal people can provide to homeless shelters or homeless people. Clothing, household goods or other items like kitchen utensils, furniture, books, toys, games, stuffed animals, etc. Books and computers, phones and phone calls, job opportunities and support in general, funds for programs, and consider giving directly to people experiencing homelessness. Here are some ways you can help with that. Get connected to a coalition. Follow local politics and attend the neighborhood meetings and speak up in favor of making more homeless prevention programs. Educate the leaders of your communities. Involve social media. You can work at a shelter. Help build or fix up houses or shelters. Offer professional skills directly or assist in job training. Organize an event at a shelter, and involve others. And most importantly, educate others on the homelessness epidemic. That brings us to the end of this week's episode. Thank you all for listening, and remember, do whatever you can to help solve the homeless epidemic. For more information, visit my blog at https://HaleyOrtiz20timeproject.weebly.com/blog. Again, thank you all for listening and have a great day.